Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Rocco Mediate is here. How you doing, Rocco?
Morning, guys. How's everybody?
We're doing well. And so tell me, first and foremost, about the fun that you guys have on the Champions Tour, because everybody watches PGA Championship and PGA Golf, but the Champions Tour is just that. It's some of the best that ever have played the game. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you guys have a ton of fun, too.
Yeah, I've always had fun on the regular tour, but this tour, it's the same competition-wise, but definitely fun. It's playing with that we've played with for our whole career, so it's a cool thing that we still get to do this, and it's, I don't know what else to say, it's just unbelievable.
You get to bring in this particular case this year, is Brett Favre and, mm-hmm. and Toby Keith and Jack Nicklaus, and I mean, you talk about just, again, back to the fun factor and the wow factor, bringing in some of that star power, this gets a lot of wow factor, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets a lot of wow factor and a lot of people.
Yeah.
You guys out there just bring it out there. The first year, half of us almost missed our tee times. The traffic was so bad. It was fantastic. Just people coming out of nowhere to watch, which is what we want. I mean, the more people, the better, obviously. But, yeah, when you bring Jack and Favre and all the guns in, it brings them really out. It's pretty cool that we do that. We do that a lot, and it really works. I mean, we love it.
Talking about talking with Rocco Mediate, he's going to be on the AmFam Champions Tour coming into town this weekend. I wanted to ask you, because we have had Aaron Hills that's hosted the U.S. Open. We have got the mm-hmm. Ryder Cup coming again to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at Whistling Straits. Tell me about University Ridge and why this is a special course.
Well, it's just a good place. It's the university course, which makes it pretty cool. I think that's our only one we play on. Our U.S. Open next week is at the Warren Course in Notre Dame, so I think that's another one, so that'll be the second. But you know, with Strick and Jerry involved and American Family, it's good. It's a cool golf course. It's a neat golf course to play. You just have to be on it there. The greens are good. It's just a cool place to play, and it's got some really good holes, and it's exciting. There's a lot of things that can happen coming in on the last few holes, and it's just cool. I mean, there's some risk reward. Then you got 17 nasty little par three. But it's a good spot, and. You know, the charities, everybody does good, and we love it. I mean, the fact that they come out to watch us and it does all this stuff for the community and everything else is what we're looking for sure.
Golf has changed over the years. I was watching a PGA mm-hmm. Championship over the weekend. Golf has changed not only as far as the technology and the hitting of the ball, but we're talking about mm-hmm. the crowds as well. I mean, it gets crazy out in Phoenix, and obviously the Ryder Cup is a different level of pandemonium. Talk about golf crowds in general. Has this become a better spectacle?
I don't know if you can say better. I'm of the old school of when we're at work and it demands respect. I think sometimes it gets out of hand, and I don't like that really, because it's like I always tell people, we don't go to your office and make fun of you or scream. You know what I mean? It's part of the sport now, and I like the noise. I love it. But when people get out of hand, I don't. But I hate quiet. So the more noise there is, the better. It's just a matter of what they've had to drink and what they have to say. Because I'll say it back, you see. I don't care.
Right. But,
it's very few and far between. It's awesome. And, you know, Phoenix is insane. The Ryder Cup's a whole different ball game. But the fans getting into it is what we want. You know what I mean? I love the noise. Like I said, I hate quiet.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets too quiet.
Do you are you the cheers, and you can hear it from holes over and, mm-hmm. and the screen? Although I will say this, the get in the hole after every shot is really bothersome.
Yeah, they got to come up with something new.
Yeah.
No, I mean, someone's got to come up with something better.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they will.
Yeah, have you ever just turned around and went, really? Like, I haven't heard it before. Really?
Oh yeah, all the time. I just look and go, is that all you got? You got nothing else in this? I got 440 yards. I'm trying to drive. Get in the hole. What hole are we speaking of? So yeah, we have to get something a little different. I'm sure someone will come up with something cool.
The game itself, you know, obviously Tiger's won a major now, and people are all back on the Tiger bandwagon. Brooks Koepka has been winning majors and can't seem to get the big following that I think he deserves. We've got new winners in Woodward. I mean, when you look at the way the game of golf is it better to have a dominant figure, or is it better the way it is with a lot of the different things championship-wise spread out?
I think that's a good question. I think it's a hard one to answer. I loved when Tiger was up there doing his thing in the 2000s a lot. It made us all better. And now it's changing a lot, which means the players are getting better. There's really no – Koepka's dominating the majors, though, when you think about it. So he is Tiger-like in the major aspect of golf right in the last couple of years, we'll say. Tiger did it for like 12 straight years. But last couple of years, Brooks has been just ridiculous in the majors, and you've seen it. I mean, a couple of seconds, four wins, third. It's insane. It's insane. And he's calling himself out on it. He's like, yeah, I got this. I'm going to be right there at the end. And I'll be a darn if he is almost every time. Hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how big and strong you are. You know, he's mentally a giant right now. And we all know what he can do with his golf ball. But he's just good. And you know, a lot of these kids, Rory's right there. Jordan's making a small comeback. Tiger's not even close to done. I've been saying that for 5 years. He's not even close to finished, as we've seen already. But I don't mind it when someone's dominating, but it's not going to happen for a while. I mean, it may never happen again like it did before. In fact, it won't, like Tiger did. But these guys are good. There's a lot of good ones, and they're showing their stuff in the biggest events.
I'm talking about Rocco Media at the Champions Tour. When you mentioned Tiger real quick, I wanted to ask you, do you see a difference in his game now versus a year or two ago when he was struggling?
Oh, God, yeah. The golf swing's better. That was the key. See, I'm of the back injury way back in the mid-90s. I had some nasty stuff happen. But so I know what's going on. But the bottom line is, once the surgery was done and it was successful, the fusion is a stabilization of the lower spine. It actually helped because he would have been done without the fusion. So it stabilized that the lumbar spine. So if he came back with the same golf swing that caused all this problem, he would be done. But he didn't. He figured out what to do, how to get the club where it needs to be, where it's lighter. It's not so much stress on his body at 125 miles an hour, still at 43, which is ridiculous. So now all of a sudden you got a guy that can really play again. It was just a matter of time if he fixed the golf swing, and he did. I think he might be swinging the club better than he's ever swung it, technically. So he's going to be around. As long as he keeps doing that and the back holds, you know, it's just a matter of time again that he snaps one of these other big ones off, and it could be next month, but you never know. But yep. He's right there. These guys, Koepka's not going anywhere unless he quits.
Yeah.
That's the only time he's going to be done if he quits. But as you see, with last week's win, with Gary, there's so many good ones, and they come up on the, you know, under the gun at the U.S. Open. I think that's the biggest gun we face is U.S. Open. He was right. He was beautiful. He played beautifully. Hit a few sideways ones, saved it. Hit a few good ones, made, you know, it was just genius to watch. All the guys played great. I mean, all of them. It was insane golf.
How many times do you get asked about that duel with Tiger going back, was it 2008?
Yeah, almost every day, really. Almost. And you know what? I love talking about it because it was the most fun I've ever had. I just didn't get the trophy. I wish we were still playing in the playoffs. I wish we had a whole 2000. It was so much fun. I couldn't stand it, how much fun it was. And the saddest thing was that it was over so fast. You know, the 19th hole, it would have been fun to, whether I win or lose, it would have been fun to go five or six holes. You know, you never know. You might have got tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty ripped up back then, too.
Yeah, it was fun. It was the most fun you could have in our National Open with our best player. Whether he was hurt or not, it was the most fun you could have. I mean, it was a blast. And like I said, just didn't get the trophy, but man, it was fun.
So, message to the fans, come out, cheer, get crazy,
yeah,
but don't get obscene, don't get nuts,
yeah,
and just have fun with
it.
You.
Yeah, bring it on out. We can't wait to start what Friday, so what is today? Yeah. Checking in tonight. So.
Yep, you got a couple of days, and then you guys get going for real. Rocco, mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, and we're looking forward
no
to seeing you here, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
Talk to you soon, pal. There you go. Rocco Mediate joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years at beginning of time. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.